Good morning. Welcome to day 22 of Morning Motivation. I'm Dan Cassidy, CEO and founder of Inspire.com, helping you live better every day. Today, we're going to talk about different tips that can help you stick to your workout program. We all know that in today's day and age, everybody is super busy. You've got demands at home, you've got demands at work, and sometimes it can just be tough to take 5 minutes for yourself, let alone the 30 to 60 minutes you need in order to work out and focus on your health. So we're going to go through a few different ways that you can make sure that you're working out at least 5 days a week and spending the time on your body and your mind and your health that you need. So here we go. Tip number one, bring your gym clothes or your workout clothes with you wherever you go. Okay, what happens is a lot of people, and I know it's happened to me a lot where I'm at work, I'm at the office, and I want to go to the gym, and all of a sudden I look for my bag and it's not there. I've forgotten it at home. And then I have a pretty good excuse to not go to the gym. Well, the problem with this is once I start getting in the habit of skipping gym days, it's more likely to just not go back. And you don't want that. You don't want to have any reason to skip a workout. So whatever you need to work out, whether it's a yoga mat or your gym clothes or your jogging shoes, make sure you have a few sets of those and keep them wherever you need them. Keep one set at home, keep one set in your car, keep one set at the office. This way you know you will always have what you need in order to get a good workout. Number two, exercise first thing in the morning. One of the best ways to start your day is to focus on your health and invest in your health by working out first thing. The other great benefit of this is you will be much less likely to skip it when other life distractions come up. It's a lot easier to skip your workout if you do it after work and you know that you have different appointments you have to get called into, or something happens at the office and you have to stay late. If you work out first thing in the morning, there's going to be nothing that gets in your way. So that's a great way to adhere to a workout program. Tip number three is to schedule your workouts on your calendar and treat it just like a business appointment or a doctor's appointment. Once it's on your calendar, treat it as important as that and make sure you go. Okay? Tip number four, it's a little bit more expensive, but if you're having problems sticking to your workout routine, get a personal trainer. Even if it's just for a month or two, along with the instruction and motivation and exercise techniques you will learn, in addition to all that, one of the most important things you'll get is you'll have to commit. Because if you're paying a personal trainer for a workout session, you're going to be a lot more likely to go to it. So that's a great way to jumpstart your fitness because it will help give you more commitment. Fifth tip, if you're at home or at work and you're not really sure if you want to go to the gym, you're not feeling that motivated, well, one of the best ways to get motivated is to just start the process. So if you're feeling a little sluggish, just put on your gym clothes and see what happens. Just put on your running shoes. You may start to get motivated then. Or even if you're not feeling that motivated, just get your gym clothes on or your workout gear on and go to the gym and tell yourself, okay, I'm just going to go to the gym. And if I feel like working out, I will. And if not, I'll come back home. If you do that, chances are, once you get to the gym, you'll be more motivated to work out, and then you'll be able to get the exercise you need. And guess what? If it happens every now and again where you just get to the gym and you don't do anything, it's not the worst thing in the world because it's going to be rare. It's not likely that you're going to put all the time into getting your clothes on, getting to the gym, and then turning around and walking out. That's not going to happen. Instead, you're going to get there and you're going to get motivated and excited to work out. So those are your five tips for today. Think about how you can start incorporating some of these into your workout routine. And just to do a quick review, bring multiple sets of your workout clothing and gear in different areas where you are, your office, your car, your home, so you always have them. Next, workout first thing in the morning. Third, schedule your workouts on your calendar. Fourth, get a trainer if you want some additional commitment and motivation. And number five, if you're feeling sluggish, just get your gear on and walk out the door, and you'll be surprised by what happens after that. So start including these in your workout program, and we will see you tomorrow on Morning Motivation.